Good afternoon. We'll have some sunny periods across the region today, but also cloudy periods, and this could lead to a few pop-up scattered showers passing through. They'll be brief, but we could even see a couple of bursts of rain or rumbles of thunder passing by as a trough of low pressure sweeps in from the Great Lakes. It's really just a cool pool of air overhead creating instability as temperatures climb through the 60s and toward the 70-degree mark. As we get into the night tonight, any precipitation will die out, but skies will remain mostly cloudy, and lows will be back into the upper 40s and lower 50s. With that trough of low pressure overhead again tomorrow, we'll have some sunny periods again, but also the risk at a few passing scattered showers or bursts of rain. Again, a couple of thunderstorms are possible, with highs staying in the mid-60s. The trough will lift out on Friday night, but still a little bit of cool air overhead on Saturday. As a result, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds, and we could see a passing shower in a few spots, primarily over the highest terrain, while the rest of the region remains dry and highs in the mid to upper 60s. At this point, we'll see a ridge of high pressure build in both at the surface and aloft. Starting late in the weekend, that'll mean more sunshine for the day on Sunday with highs near 70, and with plenty of sunshine early next week, mid-70s on Monday, and that'll carry over into Tuesday before the chance of a few showers arrive on Wednesday, which would be the remnants of Irma. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Hurricane Irma, which passed north of Puerto Rico overnight and is now located 120 miles southeast of Grand Turk Island. Irma is moving toward the west-northwest near 16 miles per hour, and this general motion is expected to continue with some decrease in forward speed for the next couple of days. On the forecast track, the eye of Irma should continue to move just north of the coast of Hispaniola today, be near the Turks and Caicos and southeastern Bahamas by this evening, and then near the central Bahamas tomorrow. Maximum sustained winds are near 175 miles per hour with higher gusts. Irma is a Category 5 hurricane on the Saffir-Simpson hurricane wind scale. Some fluctuations in intensity are likely during the next day or two, but Irma is forecast to remain a powerful Category 4 or 5 hurricane during the next couple of days. A hurricane watch and a storm surge watch have now been issued for the Florida Peninsula from Jupiter Inlet southward and around the peninsula to Bonita Beach, including the Florida Keys. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, increasing sunshine in the mid-70s, Boston, increasing sunshine in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy, with a chance of showers and perhaps a thunderstorm in the mid-60s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 76 degrees, the average low, 55. The record high, 96, set in 1945, and the record low, 36, in 1962. Sunrise this morning was at 6:27 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:19 p.m., 12 hours and 52 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds with scattered showers and perhaps a thunderstorm today and highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, in and out sunshine with a few passing showers and possibly a thunderstorm today and highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, in and out sunshine with a few scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today and highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny today with scattered showers passing by from time to time, perhaps a thunderstorm, and highs near 70. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny breaks followed by mostly cloudy skies in the afternoon with a few passing showers, perhaps a rumble of thunder, and temperatures in the mid-60s. A mix of sun and clouds, mostly dry on Saturday, just the risk of an isolated shower in the mountains in the mid to upper 60s. near 70 with mostly sunny skies on Sunday. Monday, mostly sunny in the mid-70s. Sunshine through high clouds on Tuesday in the mid-70s. And temperatures in the lower 70s with a chance of showers on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.